Hi, I'm Father Mitch Pacwa, and I'm here to talk about things about faith that matter. Now, one of the points of our faith that really matters is that Jesus Christ died for our sins, and that because He died for us, He became our one true high priest. This is the whole point of so much of the book of Hebrews. Jesus Christ is not only a priest, according to the order of Melchizedek, who has his priesthood forever and is seated at the right hand of the Father, but Jesus Christ is also our victim. He offers himself on the cross, and that he is a victim for us. Now, this is something that is crucial for us to understand, that we need to have a sense of coming to Christ as the priest, Jesus who offers himself. But he doesn't just offer himself, he calls us to be priests. If we take a look at Revelation chapter 1, we see that it is Jesus Christ who is the firstborn of the dead, because even after he offered himself on the cross, he didn't stay dead. That's part of his priesthood. He rose from the dead, and they can't pin that one on us because there's no body. Isn't that great? That we deserve to be executed because the Son of Man died for us. But there's no corpse, so they can't find any evidence. The devil can't accuse us of it. Jesus is raised. And he's the ruler of the kings on earth. To him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood. That his blood doesn't merely cover. Sometimes people say his blood covers us. It does, but it also washes us so that it removes the sin, not just hides it. It's not that we're supposed to stay sinful underneath, we're sort of cloaked by Christ. He really lets his blood wash away the sin to make us holy. And he made us a kingdom, priests to his God and Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. That Jesus Christ, the high priest, joins us to him. When we're baptized, we are baptized into Jesus Christ. We become part of his body. And so much so that when St. Paul was persecuting the Christians, Jesus said, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" And then we see that not only are we attached to Christ and members of his body, but we share in his priesthood. That's why he has made us a kingdom of priests. St. Peter, in his first epistle, chapter 2, talks about something very, very similar, in which he says in verse 9, "But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people, that you may declare the wonderful deeds of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." Again, he says, you're a holy nation and a royal priesthood, a kingdom of priests. But what does that mean? Here, St. Peter says that it's so that you can declare the wonderful words and the wonderful deeds of God. That part of sharing this priesthood of Jesus Christ is to teach. Jesus commissioned us to do that. In Matthew chapter 28, he gave us what so many Protestants wonderfully called the Great Commission, to go out and teach all nations everything that he taught and to baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We have that Great Commission with this priesthood to teach by our actions and also by our words so that we can tell people about Christ. But there's another way in which we also share in this priesthood. Because as we see in St. Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 12, beginning with verse 1, "I appeal to you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship." That if you share in the priesthood of Christ, not only do you get to share in the ministry of the Word and preaching and teaching others, but that's what St. Peter says, but what St. Paul says is that you are to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice. Jesus, the high priest, was also the victim. You and I, who share in priesthood, the priesthood of all believers by baptism, that means that we also offer our bodies to God as a living sacrifice, and that this is holy and acceptable to God, our spiritual worship. Let us be those good, holy priests who offer ourselves and worship of the one true God.
For more insights on this topic, join Father Mitch Pacwa for his series, The Footsteps of St. Paul, here on EWTN.